Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
Welcome to Opinionated Marketers with Charles Nixon and me, Kieran Kapoor. Charles, we both had our eyes caught by an article in Marketing Week talking about ruthless consistency, which it says ruthless consistency is one of the most underrated marketing skills and is very keen on just keeping messages consistent and being persistent with your messages.
I think the article is very sound. It actually repeats one which I think we touched on a little while ago, a few months, probably from the same source, but a different author. Essentially speaking, we know that repetition is an essential part of any marketing communications, given the sheer volume of alternative messages that any consumer is receiving on a daily basis. If you want to be remembered, you have to be consistent. And repetition as part of that, I think, is an important element, as well as obviously creativity. I think the other aspect of the article, which is quite interesting, is talking about being persistent, i.e., you know, making sure that you continue to say it don't let them sort of off the hook, as it were, in terms of changing and constantly changing, which too many brands do. You know, they try one message and then they move on to another one because they feel that they just have to. And I think this article, which is, I think, by the head of marketing at Weetabix, proves the point. I mean, Weetabix has been using similar taglines for a long period of time. It gets the message across in terms of its consistency in messaging and in pictures, as well as in taglines.
Yes, it's interesting. I think it's very easy to think, oh, being consistent means that actually it's boring. But of course, Weetabix itself has had some quite interesting marketing things this year. It was this year that they came out with, now, were you eating your Weetabix with baked beans? Have I got that right? And it hit the internet and everyone got involved. And it was great fun. And it was the middle of, you know, the depressing side of COVID. And we all just wanted some lighthearted relief. But they've kept... And it doesn't stop them doing product development either. I mean, Weetabix, Breakfast on the Go, all sorts of other things that they do around it. But you're right, consistently, there's still a product shape, there's a product look, there's a product colour, and they don't muck about with the name of it. We haven't got to Weetabix without any E's in it or something like that, like Aberdeen has rebranded itself.
Yes, I think that the nature of the business here, being one which is perhaps not massively in terms of growth, means that they need to maintain their position on the breakfast table, if you like, on a regular basis by proving their worth. And it comes back to some of the issues that we've talked about in other areas, especially things like sustainability, that a brand can be remarkably sustainable if it isn't necessarily going for massive growth, and be a very successful company. It is well liked, it is well respected, and it, as you say, can innovate, and it has loyalty, I think, as a result of its simple messaging and its consistent messaging.
Yes, I think as marketers, it's probably sometimes we get very caught up in our own cleverness. We get very caught up in our own creativity. And, you know, there's nothing like the buzz of going, I've had a bright idea, let's do this. Particularly if you then see it through and into execution. There's just nothing like it on earth, in my view. I'm sure other people disagree, but in my view, that's you know, that's the pinnacle. But sometimes you just have to sit back and go, no, can I be creative in different ways? Or do I just need to be there? I was having a chat to some younger people following on a discussion a few weeks back where we said we weren't seeing advertising. I had a discussion, it was an informal discussion with some Gen Z, so early 20s, saying, well, where do you find your adverts? And there was this universal, oh, crumbs, they come up on YouTube. But the one, and when I pushed them, you know, what adverts do you remember? The only one they actually all remembered was Grammarly. And Grammarly just do consistently the same ad. It's a different person speaking, but it seems to be the same message each time. And I think you can quickly skip through it, but you know what the you know who it is, so it goes in. And that's a persistency and a consistency that I think actually does cut through the constant skipping through ads.
Yes, I think marketing communications messaging really needs to be like a stick of rock. Wherever you hit it within the communication, it's going to say the same thing. And, you know, for international readers, you'll have to look up stick of rock. But for people in the UK, I think most of you get the point. The level of innovation is an interesting one. I think you can innovate the product, and that is tremendously exciting. But the constant feeling of wanting to innovate or change the communications messaging is one that needs to be resisted, because although it is good to evolve, constant innovation means that you dilute the message and people don't get that stick of rock. They get the new message here and then I'll forget it. New message there, I've forgotten that one as well. And it's the classics that remarkably will still hang around. Most people would recognize a piece of music from the Flower Duet played as being the British Airways music. Similarly, no FT, no comment. You know, all of these, which were brilliant creativities, can continue for decades if they are, you know, successfully managed. So consistency in that respect plays huge return on investment benefits.
But you do have to keep resisting people who will, understandably, creative agencies will come to you and say, oh, we can make changes. New people will come in and go, they want to make changes. And there is a fine balancing line between ossifying and also being consistent and being and simplifying and being persistent. So it is, as with everything with marketing, I think it is a balancing act. But I think it's too easy to get into the, oh, if it's new, it's got to be exciting route.
Correct. Very much so. I agree.
Excellent. So on that note of agreement and thinking about sticks of rock and perhaps other things that go under the Christmas tree, that is the last of our Opinionated Marketers and indeed the main podcast for 2021. A difficult year, I think, for many of us, we will all agree. We'll be back in 2022. You might like to join us, Charles and I, for the first Opinionated Marketers of 2022. We'll be reviewing the book Meltdown, Why Our Systems Fail and What We Can Do About It by Chris Clearfield. Endlessly fascinating. We're both really enjoying it. And on the main podcast, we'll be back with interviews on careers in content creation, how to do online presentations, and more on PR and skipping the skip, how to get people to read internal communications without skipping through them. Have a good end of year, and we'll look forward to being with you again in 2022.
Yes, I wish you a Merry Christmas and a healthy New Year.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content
from Cambridge Marketing College.